Next application is case number 11367. It's the application of Kevin Lynn Kramer Sr. and Diane Marie Kramer. Site is located east of Road 342, Sandy Landing Road, and being north of Dover Road, 100 feet west of Sussex Road, and being more specifically Lot 10, Section A of Indian River Acres Subdivision, and being identified on the tax rolls as Tax Map ID District 134, Map 7, Parcel 8, and requesting a variance from the side yard and front yard setback requirements. To be more specific, they're requesting a 0.2 foot variance from the 10 foot side yard setback. The lot is undersized, and a 4.7 foot variance from the 30 foot front yard setback for a shed. We received no letters in support or opposition, and we received no mail returns on this application.
Thank you, Ron. Again.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Kevin Lynn Kramer, 33255 Dover Road, Dagsboro, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And Mr. Chairman, just to, for the record, we did a conflicts check, and it looked like we may have done some work for Kevin Kramer in the past. I don't know if this is the same client, but I don't believe there's a conflict of interest, but if the board felt there was one, you should direct any questions to Vince Robertson.
All righty. Thank you for that. Jamie.
All right, sir. Again, my name is Manane Robinson. I represent Mr. Kramer with regard to the variance request. This property is located at 33255 Dover Road in Dagsboro. It's an Indian River Acre subdivision. It was purchased by Mr. Kramer on January 10th of this year. A survey done just prior to settlement showed a violation of the front and side yard setback requirements. The shed in front of the house is 25.3 feet from the front property line, is in violation of the front yard setback by 4.7 feet. And then the porch in the back corner of the house are 9.7 and 9.8 feet, respectively, from the side property line and are in violation of the 10-foot setback requirement. So Mr. Kramer is seeking a variance of these violations. The house was built in 1963. I'm not sure exactly when the porch was constructed, but from what I understand, there was a certificate of compliance issued with regard to that structure. And then with regard to the shed, I'm not sure when it was placed on the lot, but it was purchased with, when Mr. Kramer purchased the home, and there really is no other place on the lot where it would fit because of how narrow this lot is. I believe it's 50 foot wide. And if you put it in back of the house, it would block the view of the bay there, which is a primary reason which the Kramers would have purchased the house. And in that community, there are numerous other homes right there on Dover Street where everyone has their shed in the front yard, I'm assuming because of that very reason. The variance requested is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and that the Kramers cannot maintain the structures on the property without the variance. As I said, they would need to destroy that back corner of the house and then relocate the shed, which would be a significant expense to the Kramers if they did not get the variance. The Kramers purchased the property on January 10th, and at the time of the purchase, the structures were already present, so they did not create the violations. And the variance will not alter the character of the neighborhood. The home has been in its present location for many years. During that time, it has not been out of character for the community or impaired the use of adjacent lots. And as I mentioned, there are numerous other homes in that community which also have sheds in the front yard, which appear to be in violation of the setback requirements. And lastly, we're seeking the minimum variance for the front yard and the side yard. Everything I said accurate, Mr. Kramer?
Yes, sir.
Do you have anything to add?
No.
Yep. Yeah, let's see. Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Records?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Question?
Mr.
Yeah.
Checkler?
This lot actually goes across Dover Road, is that not right? You actually own property on both sides of Dover Road. Dover Road sort of like an easement going through the lot.
Yeah, it looks like it does, yeah.
That's what I thought. Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further question, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number
11,367 for the following reasons. I believe the uniqueness of the lot is the 50-foot frontage. It's an AR1 undersized lot. And the west side's 193, and the east side is 137. So that makes a unique lot as it's the way it's presented here on the on the survey. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. This statement's been made by the applicant. The unnecessary hardship has not been created by the applicant because on January 10th, 2004, it showed the violations being there when the applicant bought the property. And a variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And the requested variance of the minimum is the minimum that will afford relief, and the request of the variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,367. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again,
aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,367 is approved.
Thank you.